ندیدم شهی در دلارایی تو، به قربان اخلاق مولایی تو. تو خورشیدی و ذره پرورترینی، فدای سجایای زهرایی تو.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. The successful believers, this visitation, Haj Muhammad Ali Fishandi Tehrani, a noble man from Tehran who died in the recent past. One of the most important, most joyous meeting of Marhum Fishandi, a true lover of Imam Al-Asr alayhi salam. Ayatullah Nasiri Daulat Abadi reports this incident from Haji Fishandi and has mentioned in his book Ab-e Hayat, and Qazi Zahidi too has heard it directly and has reported in his book. Haj Muhammad Ali Fishandi Tehrani says, "The first year I went for Hajj, I asked the Almighty Allah the Merciful to grant me the opportunity to perform 20 Hajj, hoping to meet the chief of all Hajis, Imam-e-Zaman alayhi salam. God blessed and in addition to the 20, granted me many more journeys to perform Hajj. For many years I accompanied a group as a helper and serviceman and embarked on the spiritual journey. In 1353 Hijri Shamsi, 1975 AD, the group leader informed me that I could not join them that year. Maybe because I had grown old and I could not help them anymore. I was very much hurt at this news. I rushed to Mashhad to seek help from the Sultan of Tus, Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salam, and ask him to grant me the spiritual Hajj this year. I was shaken and shattered in the Haram. I cried a lot. I asked the Imam to grant my wish. I performed a ziyarat with all my existence. After the ziyarat, I recited the farewell ziyarat, whither I intended to return to Tehran. I came out of the shrine, a Sayyid called me and said, 'Aqa, Hazrat Hujjat alayhi salam has signed your Hajj and has said, say to Muhammad Ali, go as they are waiting for you.' I asked the Sayyid, 'Has the Imam himself said this?' Sayyid replied, 'Yes.' Without delay, I rushed home to Tehran. As soon as I reached, my wife said, 'All these days you were away, the group leader had been calling and they want you to join them.' I quickly went and said to the group leader, 'You had no intentions to take me. What changed your mind?' In closed words, he replied, 'I regret my decision and I would like you to help us like in our previous journeys.' By all means, as a helper, I joined them and we reached Mecca on the eve of the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, where on the next day Hajis have to be in Arafat. The group leader asked me to deliver all the belongings to Mina and by the Jabal al-Rahmah, the Mount of Mercy in Arafat, set the tents so that our group sets down at the best possible spot near Jabal al-Rahmah. I carried out his instructions without delay, delivered the tents and all belongings to the designated area. The tents were put up, rugs were spread. There a shurta, a Saudi policeman, asked me in Arabic, 'What are you doing here? Why are you here so soon?' 'There is no one here.' And me too, in broken Arabic that I had learned in all these years, replied, 'To make the arrangements for our group.' He said, 'You must not sleep tonight.' I said, 'Why?' He replied, 'It is not safe. You do find thieves here. They may steal your belongings, hurt you, or even kill you. Be very careful,' he said. At this, I was very much scared. I was constantly remembering Imam Al-Asr Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. I sought refuge in him and was uttering his pure name, the name of the Qibla of the universe. I repeatedly said, Ya Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, adrikni. Ya Khalifat Allah al-Azam, aghithni. I intended to not sleep and keep awake all night. Performed a wuzu for the night prayers. Stood in worship all alone amidst the wilderness remembering the Imam alayhi salam. I felt good. I heard someone walk. The curtain of my tent raised. Amidst the tent a man wished salam and said, Haj Muhammad Ali, are you alone? I said, yes, Aqa, I am alone. Unintentionally, I stood, I folded the blanket, a few folds, and lay it before my master. He sat and said, Haj Muhammad Ali, you have chosen a good place for your group. This is the place that my grandfather Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam had his tent put up on the day of Arafah. He then said, Haj Muhammad Ali, make some tea. I said, I have everything ready, only tea. I did not bring from Mecca. He said, you boil the water, loose tea will be upon me. The water boiled, he gave me some tea, about 100 grams. The tea brewed. I offered a cup to him. He drank and said, you too have some. I really enjoyed that tea. At this point, two young men, very Nurani, came to our tent. They wished Aqa and stood there with utmost respect. Aqa asked me to offer them some tea. I obeyed and offered them some tea. They drank. He told me to offer them another cup. I did as I was told. He then said to the young men to go. They said Khuda Hafiz and went. Now Aqa looked at me. Three times he repeated, Khushab halat Haj Muhammad Ali. Lucky you, Haj Muhammad Ali. I had a sob in my throat. I said, why? He said, no one is coming here for Baytuta to spend the night in Arafat tonight. Tonight is that night that my grandfather Hussein alayhi salam had come to this desert. He then said, do you want to offer the special prayers and recite the dua reported by my grandfather Hussein alayhi salam? I said, yes, Aghajan. He said, get up, perform a ghusl and then a wuzu. I said, the climate is such that I can't perform ghusl with cold water. He said, I will go out, you boil water and perform a ghusl. I, totally unaware of what is happening and who this man is, boiled some water and performed a ghusl and wuzu. When I was done with my ghusl and wuzu, Aqa returned to the tent. He said, now offer a 2-rakat prayer like this. After Suratul Hamd, recite Surat Tawheed 11 times. This is the prayer of my grandfather Hussein alayhi salam in this place. After the prayers, he said, my grandfather Hussein alayhi salam has recited a dua in this desert. That I will recite. You too recite with me. I obeyed. His dua lasted for about 20 minutes. Throughout the dua, tears flowed from his eyes. Every word he recited was remained in my mind. I quickly tried to save it. It was a wonderful dua with rich and exalted contents. Although I was familiar with the books of dua, but never came across such, this thought came to my mind. I will read these phrases to the alim of our group, so that he makes a note of them. The moment this came to my mind, Imam said, no one but an Imam can recite them, and you will forget too. As soon as he said this, all phrases of the dua got erased from my mind, thought and memory. Not a word of it remained in my mind. I then said to him, Aqa, in your opinion, is my tawheed okay? I say the entire creation, the herbs, the shrubs, the earth, and everything, God has created them. He replied, yes, it is good, and more than this is not expected from you. I then said, Am I a true lover of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam? Imam alayhi as-salam said yes, and you will remain as such. And if Shaitan wants to cheat you, Ali Muhammad alayhim as-salam will come and help you. I ask, will Imam Zaman alayhi as-salam come to this desert? He replied, he is sitting in the tent now. With all these signs, I still could not understand. I thought he means Imam is sitting in his own tent. I inquired again, will Imam come to Arafat with the Hajis? He said yes. I inquired, where will he go? He said Jabal ar-Rahmah. I repeated, if our friends from our group go there, will they see him? He answered, they will see but won't recognize. I said, tomorrow night. Will Imam Zaman alayhi salam visit and grace the tents of the Hajis? He replied, in your tent, when the musibat of my uncle Amu Abbas alayhi salam is being recited, he will come. After these conversations and replies, Agha stood to leave the tent. He then turned to me and said, Haj Muhammad Ali, will you be performing Hajj Niyabati, that is, a Hajj on behalf of someone this year? I said, no, Agha Jan. He said, can you perform one on behalf of my father? I said, yes, Agha Jan. He then gave me 200 Saudi riyals and said, take this money and perform this year's Hajj on behalf of my father. I asked Agha, what is the name of your father? He replied, Hassan. I asked him, and what is your name? He said, Sayyid Mahdi. I followed Agha until the tent to say farewell. He turned, kissed, and said, Khuda Hafiz. I remembered I kissed the mole on his right cheek. Agha once again gave me some more money, some loose change, and said, keep this money with you and now return. I said, Agha Jan, when and where do I meet you again? He alayhi salam said, when the Hajis have offered their Maghrib and Isha prayers, and when the Maddah, the reciter, will be reciting the Masa'ib of my uncle Abbas, Qamar ibn Hashim alayhi salam, I will come to your tent. At this point, Agha went out of the tent and I did not see him. I tried looking everywhere, no one to be seen. I returned to the tent. I went into my thoughts. Who was he? Sayyid Mahdi, son of Hassan. How did he know my name? He said, my grandfather Hussein a few times. My uncle Abbas. I placed the signs beside each other. I shook, I was restless. I understood that I have been speaking to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. At my crying, the Saudi police came to the site and said, what's wrong? I said, I am praying to my Lord. They went. Until the morning, I remembered the Imam and cried. I reported the incident to our group's alim, and he too revealed it to other Hajis and said, O Hajis, be assured that this group is graced by the Imam alayhi salam. I mentioned everything to the alim, but I forgot to tell him that Agha will be visiting us at night, at the time when the Masa'ib of his uncle Qamar ibn Hashim alayhi salam will be recited. At night the Hajis offered their prayers. A majlis was held. The reciter, the Maddah, started reciting on the flag bearer of Karbala, Hazrat Qamar ibn Hashim alayhi salam. It was a good spiritual majlis. I was reminded of Agha's words. I looked around, could not see him in the tent. I was upset. I said to myself, God, Imam's word is haq, it's true. That moment Imam alayhi salam entered, sat with the Hajis and cried on his uncle Abbas alayhi salam. I saw Aqa. I wanted to respect and kiss his pure feet and inform the people to come and see their Imam. Imam pointed at me. I remained standing. The majlis ended. Aqa left the tent, and I did not see the Imam. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَسِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.